Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
I'm Laszlo. That's Slim Fast. Snow Cone. Did you bet on?
I finally made some more bets.
U.S. versus Saudi Arabian soccer?
Yeah, I did.
You bet a lot of soccer, man, for a guy.
Because it's on while we're here.
For a guy who got removed from the fourth grade team for lack of effort.
It's because I scored on our own goal.
I know, and a complete lack of effort.
Look, I think it just seems like you bet a lot. Flip of the coin. So, you know, and I like that it's on while we're here. He got us his TV. We can sit here and watch it.
I will tell you.
And the app makes it very easy. I won't say which app.
Right. Well, I mean, and Nick Wright is, you know, he's a superstar.
He is.
And he's a friend of us. He's on the show all the time. He's, you know, first things first on Fox Sports. He tells us what to bet. It doesn't always work. But I will tell you, if you're curious, and by the way, I'm not going to tell you what app, because everybody has a sports betting app sponsorship but us.
Yep.
And we're the only ones who use it daily.
We're all constantly on the app. Different apps.
Constantly, different apps, but constantly on it and betting money. That said, we need a sports betting sponsor.
Oh, yeah. I have people ask me over like Instagram stuff, hey, what app do you use? I'm like, there's lots of them. I'm not going to tell you until, right.
I won't tell you.
But just in case, because we're waiting for a sponsorship.
So what do you got? Did you win? Who won?
I did actually win a little bit of money, which is good because my account was getting low. So, and I don't know what, I must have bet the exact score, but somehow I won $35. So
nice.
That's pretty good.
I'm telling you, man, I still have so much money from that. I bet the first pitch in the bottom of the first for Aaron Judge to hit. It was extra base hit, and he hit a double on the first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 5,000.
Damn.
Yeah, I just throw money at stuff now. Except last night. That game. I'm like, I don't.
That was a tough one to bet on.
Well,
it was.
Teams, like, they just, I don't
we know.
We
don't know anything
about
them.
Really.
Yep. No, well, that was
they
a
They got
one.
Two good running backs, but I don't know. I don't know. The Giants, right?
Yeah, and they were in
the
New York.
The Cowboys.
Yeah.
Cooper Rush. I don't know. That was a tough game to bet. I know you guys won a little bit, but I just stopped it.
I'm betting Royals Tigers now.
Oof.
Why not? Huh? Why not? Oh, Zach Greinke. I like picking the team by how many runs. That's my favorite. I probably bet too many times to the point where when I win, I'm not even winning anything. It seems like I still win money, though. I just pick the run score.
Anyway, all right.
Oh, we got a doom score.
We're
doing
that. Doom scroll real quick.
Yes. Okay.
Brought to you by doom scrolling. Brought to you by an app.
Yes.
That allows betting in the state of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't tell you which one.
The Hurricane. Hurricane Ian, I think. Is
and the truth is we use different ones, right?
We all, yeah, I think yeah, we're all, yeah. we've all kind of fallen in love with
too,
the different
right?
one.
Yeah.
Or do we use, me and you use the same one?
No, I think you two mostly use different ones. I think.
I'll just beep it. I use.
Okay, I don't use that one.
Right, that's what I thought.
What do you use?
I use.
I use.
There you go. See? So, but when we get that sponsor, if we
It'll
get that sponsor,
one, just one.
That's all I'll be using. Hurricane Ian.
Yeah, it's going to our retirement home.
That's
in
why.
Cape Coral.
That's why
scary.
I bring it up. Yeah, it is. You know, Tampa is in a bad spot. I don't know what the different zones are, but I kept reading that Tampa's Zone A, they've been told to evacuate. I heard someone saying that if they don't evacuate, they should plan on having a boat because their houses could be underwater. They're saying the storm could get stuck along the coast there. Laszlo, our house, our retirement home, is south of this, but it's unfortunately in the red. Each time I look at the map for the updates, there it is. It is in the red. Right. My mother-in-law, I talked to her last night. She says she's, you know, that they're preparing or whatever and a little nervous, but hopefully everything will be okay. But, you know, I just hope that this doesn't wreck our plans, Laszlo, because we are getting older and older, and this is kind of our whole plan, is just to retire in this house together.
Byron, here along the Hillsborough River, just one of the bodies of water so susceptible around Tampa Bay. So let me start you out with latest track. And what's ending up happening is you've got this stationary front that's going to kind of catch it, slow it down.
So that's the part I couldn't understand, but it sounds like what they're saying is there's a storm.
Sure.
And that, or a front, whatever, and it's going to slow down the hurricane right on the coast. So it's just going to spin there.
And let it spin way too close to the coast here of Florida. Where it makes exact landfall is still unclear. But unfortunately, right now, we still have the surge threat up. Heavy rain inland. You could see 5 to even 20 inches of rain with this. And then tornadoes, also a threat, all the way to the satellite coast
okay.
or up to Jacksonville.
Tornadoes, also a threat, yeah. all the way up to Jacksonville. What's with the, I didn't know that hurricanes led to tornadoes.
Yeah, but the tornadoes spin off of them.
I had no idea. Did you know that, Snow Cone?
No.
I always thought that people that lived in hurricane areas are like, well, you know, it sounds scary where you live because you have tornadoes. And I'm like, yeah, but you have hurricanes. Those are worse. I just always thought that tornadoes were one of those things kind of like if you live in an area where it doesn't snow. I just thought Florida doesn't get tornadoes. Right?
Oh, they get them, yeah.
But they do. Okay. Well, like I said, I'm keeping an eye on this map, Lazo. Hopefully, we'll be okay. And they've done a good job, it sounds like, preparing the house. So, you know what? We'll rebuild stronger, better if we have to. Parents, the FDA, the DEA, are wanting you to be aware of a dangerous new product that has hit the streets. We've seen all of these drug cartels come up with, you know, we've got fake Adderall and fake painkillers, things that look like prescription pills, and they turn out to just be meth or fentanyl. Well, now they're making what looks like on Valentine's Day when someone would get a bag and it's got the multicolored little sweet tarts in it, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they look like. They look like little candy sweet tarts, and they're all the colors of the rainbow. You know, red and yellow and blue and green. It looks exactly like candy. These little tablets, though, are apparently just fentanyl. And they're doing it because, I guess, according to the woman from the DEA, they are trying to target younger and younger users. I'm thinking, like, younger to the point where I won't try it unless it looks like sweet tarts, or he's just trying to kill kids. You know, which is it? I don't really understand.
This morning, the head of the Drug Enforcement Administration, Ann Milgram, outlining what they're doing to fight an emerging threat.
What exactly are you talking about when you say rainbow fentanyl? They're making rainbow-colored pills, so all the colors of the rainbow. They're also making fentanyl powder that's colored different colors.
Why do you think they're doing that?
So we believe that they're doing this to get new users, to appeal to younger users. It looks like candy. And in fact, some of the drug traffickers have nicknamed it sweet tarts.
Okay. I really don't understand this targeting younger people. I understand what that means. But the idea that you'd be targeting someone who's only going to be appealed by this drug because they think it's candy, to me sounds like you're just trying to poison someone. Mm-hmm. I also, Snow Cone, you've done drugs. I've done similar drugs.
Allegedly.
When you see the fentanyl pills, I always assume that like they're trying to hurt someone, right? Like this cartel was trying to get their dealer in trouble.
Fentanyl pill.
Who's getting these fentanyl pills and asking for more? Because she makes it sound like they're trying to get people hooked. I know that fentanyl is extremely dangerous, can be deadly. Mm-hmm. There's also about 50 to 100 different types of fentanyl and you know levels of strength and all that stuff. But are there a lot of people that I with all the drugs I've ever been offered, bought, done?
Yeah, I've never.
I don't
seen
recall
it.
Anyone ever saying like I've got these. They're like pain pills. They've got.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it just around.
No. I have seen people who get something from like a nurse at a hospital. They'll steal actual morphine or the fentanyl. What do they use? They're like stickers, right? The pouches or something, or those lollipops. I've heard of people getting those that were used in hospitals, and it was usually stolen by a healthcare worker. I've never seen someone offer up just fentanyl, but it seems like it's very common, and maybe it's one of these things where, who knows, Snow Cone, maybe we tried something and it had fentanyl in it and we didn't know it and we just thought this is really good. But it would seem to me that if you're trying to buy something like MDMA or Adderall or whatever, that fentanyl is not going to make you think it's a higher quality product.
No,
maybe it just gets, but I mean, it's a totally different high that you're going for there. And I don't know if these, look at these things, Lazo. I mean, they're rainbow fentanyl. If the DEA is serious and these things are all over the place, then I don't know, maybe people are being offered straight up fentanyl. But I guess, Lazo, this is another one of those examples where, and they showed on the news bags and bags and bags of these things that have supposedly been caught. And see, these here actually have the markings on them of an Adderall. I think that, what's the M on, look up Pill Finder, Snow Cone, look up M on one side, 30 on the other. I think that's like a muscle relaxer, but look, they look like candy. Yeah. I mean, is this something you have to talk to your kids about, especially now that they're getting older?
It just shows up as counterfeit.
I think it does, really.
Okay. All of them. News stories about it.
What's that?
Like, that doesn't bother me. It's like, you know what it is.
That's what I'm asking.
Nobody's going to hand you, like, hey, man, you want a sweet tart? Like, that's not the way the world works. You're not getting tricked into it. You know what it is.
Oh, it is marked as oxycodone. That's what
right?
that is.
You know what it is when someone offers you that. You know, you may not know exactly what it is. You know, it's a drug of some sort.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You just got to have people make good choices.
But if you think it's MDMA, you know, or ecstasy or whatever, and you're like, oh, here. And then it turns out to just be fentanyl. Is it going to kill you?
Yes.
You
know, that's why I have to say, like, don't do any of that.
Right. You just can't. You just,
and I'm
you
sorry.
Can't, you can't trust
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. I grew up in the 80s. We could do it all.
Yep.
We snorted coke and got abortions. It was a crazy time, but we did it.
You can't even get coke now.
And nobody without, nobody told your mom about it either.
Right.
It was just weird.
Now there's just
now you just
can't.
Now just everybody dies. You snort something, you die.
Yeah. If it doesn't,
get
doesn't
abortion,
come from
you
a pharmacy.
Die. You, but apparently right. the government will put you in prison and kill you and the doctor. Like, I don't right. know. But you, it's a different world. You can't do it. Sorry.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.